Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the cogs and gears of tomorrow's technology today. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today we're talking about something that sounds like it came straight out of a sci-fi novel, OpenAI's latest creation, GPT Rosalind.
That's right, Jamie. Named after the pioneering scientist Rosalind Franklin, this model is a big leap into the realm of life sciences. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage for what makes GPT Rosalind so special.
So Alex, OpenAI has been on everyone's radar with models like GPT-5. What's different this time with GPT Rosalind?
Well, Jamie, think of GPT Rosalind as a highly specialized tool. Unlike its predecessors, which were more like Swiss Army knives, Rosalind is more like a scalpel, precise, sharp, and designed specifically for biology, drug discovery, and translational medicine.
A scalpel, huh? So it's cutting through all the biological data out there.
Exactly. And it's not just slicing through data, but synthesizing it. Imagine needing to keep up with hundreds of research papers weekly. GPT Rosalind can help researchers synthesize this information quickly, plan CRISPR experiments, and much more.
That sounds like a game changer for biologists. How does this model perform when put to the test?
On the benchmarks like BixBench and LapBench 2, GPT Rosalind has outperformed other models, showing significant improvements in tasks like cloning QA, which involves the design of DNA and enzyme reagents.
I guess it's safe to say Rosalind is the new lab rat, only smarter and digital.
Well put, Jamie. Though, it's a lab rat that's not available to just anyone. OpenAI has placed it in a trusted access program, meaning it's only available to qualified U.S. enterprise customers.
So, no tinkering with GPT Rosalind for us weekend warriors of coding?
Not quite, Jamie. But OpenAI shipped a life sciences research plugin for Codex, along with Rosalind. It's free and connects to over 50 public biological databases. It's not as specialized as Rosalind, but offers many tools for researchers and even curious minds like yours.
Speaking of curious minds, what about the competition? Where does GPT Rosalind stand against giants like Google's Isomorphic Labs?
Great question. While Isomorphic Labs focuses on drug design using proprietary models, GPT Rosalind helps orchestrate and streamline the entire research workflow. They complement rather than directly compete with each other in many aspects.
So more of a collaborative ecosystem than a battlefield. I like the sound of that. But with great power comes great responsibility, right? What about safety and biosecurity?
Spot on, Jamie. OpenAI has implemented several safeguards. The access is tightly controlled, and there are built-in measures to prevent misuse. It's about harnessing the power of AI responsibly.
That's reassuring to hear. Now, before we wrap up, any final thoughts on what this means for the future of biotech and pharma?
For companies and labs that can access GPT Rosalind, it means faster research, quicker drug discovery pipelines, and ultimately, rapid responses to diseases. For the broader scientific community, the tools like the Life Sciences plugin democratize access to powerful AI capabilities.
It seems Rosalind might just be the unsung hero in the next big medical breakthrough.
Couldn't agree more, Jamie. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode on GPT Rosalind. We hope you found it as fascinating as we did.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives and tech tidbits. Until next time, keep your tech curiosity strong and your questions ready.